Welcome to Marketing Mambo with your host, Terry McDougall. It's the fun and fast podcast where we cha-cha chat with marketing movers and shakers from around the globe. Hey everybody, it's Terry McDougall with another episode of Marketing Mambo, and my guest today is Michael Fritzius, or otherwise known as Fritz. He is a multipreneur who has no desire to ever stop. He started his career off in the corporate world, but life kept throwing curveballs in his direction and sending him on a different path. He went from full-time employee to contractor to consultant to finally opening his own business in 2005. Since then, he's taken what he's learned from that now closed business and used it to start two more. One is an all-natural clean living products company that he and his wife Charlotte run that's called Exactly Zero. And the other one is one that we're here to talk about today. It's a full-service podcast agency called Podcastify Me. They're really trying to build a legacy of freedom for themselves and their families. And we're going to talk about how using podcasting as part of your marketing mix can help you to market better, whether you're an entrepreneur or you're working in marketing for another business. So, Fritz, so good to see you again. How are
you?
Welcome.
I'm good. Although it's a little chilly out here in the truck. I know I've had you on my shows before, and it's like, I do all my shows out in this truck, and it's like 40 degrees outside. So, you know, I can still feel my nose. So I guess we're having a good day. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of nice that you have that, you know, soundproof studio out there in the garage.
it's out here. And like I tell people, it's like, hey, we got four little girls, and they're just, I mean, I love them, but they're noisy.
Yes.
And there's no way to edit this out. And I'm like, what can I do to make Terry's life easier? I know, I'll record out in the truck. So
well,
I'm doing this for you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. And I just want to give fair warning to you and to my listeners that I just adopted a 10-month-old beagle yesterday. And actually, just as you and I were getting on, she decided to do a little howl. It's adorable, but it's not normally what you hear in podcasts. But yeah. So hopefully she'll be good. She just ran through the...
Yeah, I heard the car. There it is.
Right on target. She's very excited. She's
yeah.
warmed up very quickly. But
very cool.
Yeah. Well, so, you know I kind of went through your background, but, you know, do you want to give us a little color about what that process was like from, you know, being the workaday person, having a career working for somebody else, like that so many of us start, and what it's been like to go to, you know, not only being an entrepreneur, but being an entrepreneur that helps other entrepreneurs be more successful?
Sure. I mean, probably the most accurate word picture I can come up with is near and dear to me, because I used to run cross country back in high school. And I run now too. Our 8-year-old daughter Serena runs with me almost every day. And I'm relearning what it feels like to do distance running like that. One of the things that I realized in high school when I was running is you never really know how far you've come until you take time to look back. And you're like, good Lord, I did that? I ran up that hill? Like when you're running up it, it's like, eh, it's a little painful. It's a little, you know, but when you look back and see the elevation that you've climbed and realized, wow, you've really come a long way. That's really what the entrepreneurial journey has been like. There's small changes, medium changes, big changes, but there's still individual changes that on their own, it's like, okay, I overcame that hurdle. What's next? But when you look back and see what has happened, like I went from seriously wanting to be a full-time employee and just get a cushy job like my ancestors did. And now it's like, I'm just making businesses. Like, I'm not going to stop with two of them. As soon as I get one or the other going to the point where I'm not the guy, I'm going to start like two or three more. And that doesn't wig me out, because it's just that steady climb. You know, now you can achieve more. So
yeah,
it's weird, but man, it sneaks up on you sometimes when you look back and say, how in the world did that happen? You know, 10 years ago,
yeah.
I would just been scared bald thinking about doing some of the stuff I'm doing today. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it is. I mean, first of all, I have a lot of my clients in coaching do that exercise of looking back to see how far you've come. Because so often when you're climbing the mountain, you're just looking at like, oh, I have so much further to go to get to the top. And, you know, you got to look back and see how far you've come, right? And the other thing too, is that it's not, you know, there's really no finish line to life. You know, it's, you just got to keep running and hopefully enjoy the, you know, you can have sort of like those milestones, but just enjoy the journey. And, you know, for so many people, they're not really enjoying the journey because somebody else is the one deciding like where they're running and how they're running and how fast they're running and all of that. And it must be nice to have more freedom. Although, you know, with freedom comes responsibility, as we know, as entrepreneurs, right? Like nobody's going to put that direct deposit in your bank account every 2 weeks unless, you know, you're out there winning the business.
That's right.
So tell me about, how did Podcastify Me get started?
It got started. It was that last company that you mentioned that I shut down. There was a time when I needed to come up with some services to try and stay relevant, honestly. And it's funny enough, I was just on a podcast with a good friend of mine, Kira, yesterday. And I was telling her, I said, you know, I had made the mistake of tying my personal identity to that business. And that's why it was like, hey, when it's time to shut it down, I didn't. I was like, no, part of the crew, part of the ship, you know, and I'm hanging on by my fingernails, right? But the podcasting service offering was sort of stapled on, and that was an automation focused company that I shut down. And I said, hey, we can automate podcasting. We can do all kinds of stuff. There's a little bit of manual, and that's how we keep our prices low and stuff like that. And it started attracting some attention, but it started attracting the attention of coaches as well. And so when I sat down and I had a coffee with a guy here, awesome dude, fellow entrepreneur, he's farther on the path than I am. And it just, he blessed me with the gift of his time that day. And I said, man, it'd be kind of funny if I just took that podcasting service and spun it off into its own thing. And I said, and I would call it podcastify.me. And then we both paused for a beat. And I said, hang on a second, I got to look something up. So I whipped out my phone and I looked it up on Namecheap. And I'm like, dude, the domain's available. I said, yes, let me have this. It's only 15 bucks. Let me have it. He's like, I'm not going to take it. Buy it. Do it. So as soon as I got home, I'm like, I mean, I trust the guy. But yeah. I'm like, don't take this from me. And I bought the domain and I sent him a screenshot. And all it said in the subject was, boom, baby. And he was like, I am so excited. So in probably about a week's time or so, I threw up a website and I made it. I'm like, I want it to look sexy. I know I'm a guy, but I'm going to use hot pink as accents everywhere because why not? And it's just, it's turned into something that as I'm going farther down this path, I'm realizing there's something really powerful here. And I didn't realize what I was doing was really practicing what I preach now with taking multiple skills from different areas and combining them together like Lego bricks and saying, well, what problem can I solve with this arrangement of skills? I apply it this direction. And it's just become like this juggernaut of how do you help people get their marketing message out there, but also build amazing rapport with the people that you have on as guests, right? And the more I do it, the more I give it gas, the more I laser focus on that. People are like, I get that. I want that. Gimme. And they're like throwing money. And I'm like, yo, I never had this focus with the last business, which is why it's shut down.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how it got started.
Well, I think that's so interesting too. And I think for so many people that, you know, myself included, that sometimes we can be so hard on ourselves and so judgmental about like, oh, well, when I decide to build a business, my first arrow out of the quiver has to hit the dead center of the bullseye. Right. Yeah. And sometimes like maybe you're going to hit the target, but it's not even going to be in the round part of the target. Right. But like you're close and you're learning and, you know, we sometimes just have to evolve it and, you know, as they say, throw the spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. And, you know, the stuff that doesn't stick, get rid of that and, you know, take that other spaghetti and make it into something that's more palatable. Well, so let's talk a little bit more. I mean, you started to allude to it, but let's talk a little bit more about how podcasts can be used to market businesses and what the benefits are.
Sure. Well, I mean, at its core, what most people think of when they hear podcast is they think, hey, this is a form of content. And you're not wrong. It is great content. And I was talking with somebody just the other day, and I said, like, you, Terry, you've probably heard of the five love languages, right? Like,
yeah.
Okay. I keep forgetting what mine is. I need to keep, because I'm forgetful. That's my love language. But but two, when it comes to marketing, there's almost like different love languages that people respond to. Some people respond mm-hmm. to short form, like TikToks, Reels, stories, real quick, 30 second, get your dopamine hit and run. Mm-hmm. Some people respond well to blogs. Some people respond well to like gifts and tactile things. Like mm-hmm. there's a guy here in St. Louis, he makes treat boxes and he hangs them on people's mm-hmm. doors. I see him all over nice. The place. I'm like, there's Craig, the treat box guy.
Sure.
But some people really, really respond well to listening to something and listening and doing something else while they're listening. And that's where the podcast comes in, right? So as a marketing tool, it's really good to have a clear message while being able to build amazing rapport with people. You know, when you're, mm-hmm. when you and I are talking, we're building a relationship here. Yep. Didn't know if you know that, but that's what's happening here. We're doing it.
Well, we've talked a number of times, and yes,
I know, right?
We have a relationship.
We've logged like 5 hours of flight time talking with each other
yeah,
so far, so
sure.
It's great. But when the listener is kind of like spectating on this, they're also making a sort of buying decision. They're building that know, like, and trust factor
sure.
with you. And before you know it, the more episodes you put up, the more people you talk with, and then the more that you not only leverage your social media network, but also the network of the guest, like have them help share about the episode. Make it stupid easy for them to do it. Then you're going to build a listenership in a hurry. But when you couple that with social media algorithms, you're going to be building a listenership of the right people, because every social media platform out there is a profoundly powerful marketing tool. And its sole purpose is to keep your eyes, ears, and thumbs engaged. And they do that by showing you more of what you want to see. And what
yeah.
you want to see is probably going to be what is similar to people that are in your network. So if people in your network are talking about the Marketing Mambo podcast, and they're like, man, I got to go hear this. That mm-hmm. they're spitting fire over there. Well,
yeah.
birds of a feather, right? So that's
yeah.
how it ties in, is a really powerful marketing tool. But even past that, it's a huge rapport building tool, which I guess is more in line with sales, because the marketing is the one-to-many
yeah.
message, and then the
right.
sales is the one-to-one
mm-hmm.
message.
So, yeah. yeah. I worked in marketing for 30 years before I became a coach, and I think of, you know, all the different types of content. I mean, not everybody engages with every kind of content, right? But different types of content work well in different areas of the sales and marketing funnel. And, you know, one of the things that I think is great about being a podcaster is that, you know, it's interesting because it's not something that closes a sale. But to your point, it does build that rapport where people are like, oh, you know, maybe this person's going to be in the consideration set if I'm looking to hire a coach, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Because it can be risky to, most people don't want to sit down across the table from a salesperson unless they are pretty sure that they want to buy,
right?
Because people are afraid that, like, oh, if I sit across from the salesperson that they're going to manipulate me into buying something. And, you know, most of us want to know more, you know, understand like, okay, what's this person like? What would I even like to work with them? You know, and a lot of times I think podcasting can answer a lot of those questions. And then, you know, we can sort of be safe to, like you said, be a spectator, observe how they're interacting with other people. And then, you know, through, you know, osmosis, I guess, or I don't know, vicariously decide whether, you know, does that seem like somebody that I would like to interact with based on how they're interacting with somebody else. From the business owner standpoint, you know, you have one conversation with someone and, you know, 50, 100, 1,000 people can listen to it at any time. They can listen to it multiple times. And so it's a, I think it's a really good way to leverage your time and, you know, relate to a lot of different people.
It is. It is. You've got it.
Well, I do totally have two podcasts. So.
I should hire you to do my sales pitch and I'll be in the background like Lil Jon. You can
You'll
say
like
whatever and I'll be like,
pom-poms.
Yeah, I'll be like, yeah, okay. You know, I'll be your backup singer.
Hilarious. I love it. I love it. Well, so back when I was in corporate, I worked in marketing for all these sexy things like investment banking and wealth management and asset management and corporate banking, you know, like super exciting. It's almost like working, you know, for Porsche or something.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, that doesn't sound sexy at all, Harry.
No, it's totally not.
I don't think that word means what you think it means. You keep using that word.
Well, we did start a podcast when I worked in asset management, and I knew nothing about podcasting. This was probably back in like 2015, 2016. It seemed so exotic and so, you know, hard to do. And I think a lot of people, you know, probably shy away from it. I actually, when I started my podcast, I had been on a bunch of podcasts as a guest after I wrote my book, and I loved it so much. It was just so fun having conversations that I was like, you know, maybe I should start a podcast. And I just Googled it at that point because I guess having done it at work, I was like, okay, well, you know it can be done. But, you know, what would you say to somebody who is like, well, you know, that sounds kind of fun, but it's probably complicated. And, you know, I don't even know where to start. How would you guide somebody through the process of starting their first podcast?
I would say, oh, this is going to sound so cliche. Begin with the end in mind. Oh, I feel dirty saying it. Like, that's like Zen, like, what is the sound of one hand clapping kind of thing? But it really does come down to that. It's like, I started my first podcast and it was really kind of an ego thing. It was a vanity. Like, I've got wisdom in my head. The world needs to hear about this. Well, they didn't actually, but as soon as I started having guests on, then things really opened up. And I realized, okay, next podcast, I want to start with who is my ideal listener? Who is my ideal guest that I want to have on? Who's going to want to hear this? What are they going to get out of it? What are they going to want to get out of it, right? Mm-hmm. And then also make it as easy as possible for people to understand, well, what's in it for me, right? If you come to somebody and say, hey, I got a podcast, here's a link. What am I going to get in exchange for 30 minutes of my life that I'm never going to get back, right? Mm-hmm. On average, we have 4,000 weeks of life before we die. 30 minutes, right? I hate to be morbid. I just heard this on a life coaching training yesterday, and I'm like, dude, that is profound. I'm going to use that on Terry's thing tomorrow.
Yeah, but, I guess that's right. You know, like it's 80 times 50 to...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, 4,000 something.
Isn't
yeah.
that scary? Isn't that scary? I'm like half done. I'm half dead, Terry.
Yes.
Look at us.
I know. I don't want to do it that way, right? Because when you start like boiling it down to minutes, you're like,
oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. They're just, you know, what a huge part of my life.
Yeah. No, but every minute that you spend is like when you measure that out and say, okay, I want to have the biggest impact. I want people to have the biggest impact in this 30-minute show and explain to them very quickly, what are they going to get out of it? And it's going to resonate. It's not going to resonate with everybody, but it's going to resonate with a particular demographic. Identify who that is before you start recording an episode. Because what happens, and I know as a podcaster, you've probably heard about this. You've way surpassed this because this is like episode 903 or whatever. But 7 episodes in, for some reason, if a podcast is going to plonk, that's when it's going to happen. Because there's no gas left in the tank. All that excitement of, oh, I'm a podcaster. Mm. Yes, I got a microphone. Yeah. And then 7 episodes in, it's like, why am I doing this? Well, if you don't answer the question of who am I doing this for, it's not about me. Anytime I record an episode, it's all about the guest. It's all about that guest network. It's all about how can I enrich them and what am I doing after the show? What's the plan? Mm-hmm. This is just an engine for me to talk to people. That's it. Mm-hmm. So answer that question at the start before you hit the record button. And before you know it, it's like you're not even really focused on the podcast. The podcast is a side effect of your actual goal, which is get the word out, reach the people at scale, build business, and the podcast will just happen.
I have an opinion about this. And I think that I mean, hopefully it's supportive of what you're saying, but even if it's not, I want to add it. And that is, I think it's important to think about who you want to listen to it, to think about your guests and showcasing them. But I think it's really important to also keep your perspective in it, because I think that if you want to use your podcast as, you know, a business development tool, marketing, sales. Oh, there she goes again. I'm just going to leave that in.
That's okay.
It's cute. Yeah. What are you doing, silly? She's messing with my 16-year-old dog who doesn't want to have anything to do with her.
Oh, I thought she was like, you know, preach, sister. Yes. Amen. Like, is that the way that they do that?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, maybe she is. It's kind of funny. It's really cute. But I think that it's important to be really authentic as the host, and to, you know, not to feel like you're doing this so much for other people that it leaves you out of it, because part of the purpose of the podcast is for people to get to know you. And I think, I know for myself, like, I always figure if I'm interested in talking to the person, that hopefully people that are listening are going to be interested too, right? And those are going to be the people that kind of like jive with me, right? Because they're going to see the world in maybe a similar way. So I would say, like, make sure you don't leave yourself out of it. It doesn't have to be all about you. You know, it's not the Paris Hilton show or whatever, but.
It's like, that's not Paris Hilton. That's some dude named Fritz. No, that absolutely does support it. And that is a, I was going to say it's a fine line, but it actually is a pretty fat line, because if you're choosing to be disingenuous to yourself in order to appeal to a certain demographic,
right,
the show's going to fall off. I know.
There's no authenticity there.
There's not. And people are going to see right through that BS, and they're going to say, I'm not going to listen to this person, right?
Right.
So, but then too, it's like, as business owners, I think a big part of that entrepreneurial life is really understanding yourself. You have got a unique set of talents and skills and personality. You're uniquely you. There's nobody else on the planet that's like you. There's never going to be anybody else like you. There never has been.
Yep.
And understanding who you are at a deep level goes into that. And you may find that, you know, like when I first started Podcastify Me, I was like, hey, we build podcasts. And I started having coaches gravitate toward me. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? But I was attracting people to me that understand, hey, this is a great way for me to build rapport with people because I'm communicating with them. And when I do my coaching sessions, it's on Zoom anyway. I already use Calendly. I just need to add the extra step of, why don't we record this and turn it into a podcast? It seems like a no-brainer. And I'm like, well, gee whiz, you're right. It is a no-brainer. Why didn't I think of that? So then you pick your niche, right? So as long as you're authentic and you're uniquely you and you don't deviate from that, you'll attract maybe a slightly different type of person to you. But then that's just information that's like, well, maybe this is the kind of person I need to be serving. I wanted to serve person A, but I got person B. So what can I do? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I always say, you can't read the label from inside the bottle. Like sometimes it's really hard for us to really clearly see ourselves. But if we want people to know, like, and trust us so that they will do business with us, we have to put ourselves out there to be seen. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, we think like, oh, I'm this way, and these are the kind of people that will work best with me. But maybe, like you said, it could be a slightly different type of person, because maybe there's something about you that you don't see clearly, but other people do, you know. And I see this a lot in my coaching. You know, I coach a lot of people in corporate, and many times they're multi-talented. They're kind of like, oh, it's just something I do, right? And they don't really fully value themselves, you know, and therefore maybe they don't ask for enough, or they think, oh, I'm not ready for that promotion or whatever. And I think it is really important to realize that, you know, we are valuable, and it's okay. Put it out there so people can see it. So, because they're not going to appreciate it if they never see it. Right. And, you know, that's one of the great things about, I think, using podcasting as a marketing tool, is that, you know, maybe you're projecting something that you wouldn't even think to share with people, but they're going to notice it when they hear you talking.
They will. They will. And, you know, we're to a point now where people can have multiple podcasts. I got a good friend of mine. I literally got an email earlier today. Scott Mason. I don't know if you know the guy. He's up your way.
I don't think so.
He's in New York, but he had a show for a while called The Purpose Highway. I was a guest on it. Mm-hmm. And then he had a different show that I haven't listened to yet, but then all of a sudden today he's like, he's got a third show and it's about psychedelics. And it's like, okay,
Oh. Yeah,
people are multifaceted, multi-talented. And so, you know, have a show about one thing, but then you can have another show about a totally different thing that appeals to a totally different demographic. And then as people experience you with that facet and they come into your ecosystem and they're like, oh, they're talking about this over here as well. That's pretty cool. It's like, it almost makes you a more three-dimensional person, right? You don't have to stick to just one particular channel.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I've got two podcasts and you know, once I had the one, I was like, well, I know how to do everything, right? I know how to record. I know how to edit. I know how to find guests, you know? So then I started winning the game of work in addition to Marketing Mambo and, you know, keeps me busy. But it's, you know, two different aspects of things that I'm interested in, talking to interesting people in the marketing field and then helping people be more effective at work.
Yeah.
So, so tell us a bit about Podcastify Me and what it's like to work with you.
Sure thing. Well, I'm biased, but it's awesome to work with us. But I've heard other people say that too. Clients in particular is the important part. They like working with us. And what it's like is it's very comforting. Like, we use a lot of technology in order to keep the cost reasonable. But we also want to make sure that we are constantly delivering a high quality product. And what that product is includes everything in the podcasting ecosystem. And you hit on some important stuff, like you're a podcast host and you know that a lot goes into it. There's finding the guests, there's building out the infrastructure of the show. Yes, because it's got to live online somewhere. Mm-hmm. But then once you have a show, who do you want to have be on it? How do you communicate with them? How do you get the word out? How do you screen out the riffraff? How do you allow them to schedule easily? How do you record the show? Once you have the raw episode, what do you do to it? Do you put bumpers in there, mid-rolls, intro, outro? You edit it all together. You edit out all the dog barks and everything. And then,
or not.
Right? Hey, there's probably AI. ChatGPT could be like, hey, can you take this and edit out all the dog barks and things? Yeah, sure. Got that. Here you go. 3 seconds later, it's done. And then you publish the show and then you promote it. And then what do you do after that? You follow up with the guest. You keep that relationship going. And except for talking with the guest and knowing a little bit about the show, because we weren't there for it, it's you're recording it. So we just ask for a little bit of information. Literally everything else is handled, because the coaches I know are usually pretty busy coaching. You know, if they've got a lot of time to podcast, okay, but the biggest lift needs to be off of them so that the most amount of time can be spent having conversations. If they have to spend 2 hours after a 30-minute conversation to do all the legwork and stuff, well, that cuts into how many actual conversations they can have. But if instead, right, if you have a 30-minute conversation, and then the other 2 hours you would have spent could be four more 30-minute conversations. That's five conversations. If you've got a 20% close rate, you're going to have a client in those five conversations somewhere, right? So there's definitely a return on investment. And we want to bring the ability to build rapport to as many people as possible while letting them leverage their best skill, which is communication and rapport building. So,
the thing that was striking me as you were talking about that is that, you know, obviously there are people out there like Joe Rogan who do podcasting as their main way of making money, right? Like they've got a show, people are paying a lot of money to sponsor it, and their job is to interview and entertain, and they have probably a whole machine that's out there doing production and selling advertising and all of that. But for many of us who, you know, I'm not Joe Rogan, in case you can tell, I'm a coach, right? And that's what I do to make a living. The podcasting is, I mean, it's fun. I love it. And honestly, I kind of wish that I could make this, you know, more of a revenue producing part of the business directly. But really, you know, like you said, you're doing it as part of your marketing mix. So people get to know you and want to do business with you. And it does take a long time to edit podcasts. It takes a long time to use it, to, you know, amplify it within the social media environment. And so, you know, having somebody like you could be really, really helpful.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm me, so yeah. But yeah, I mean, there's, you know, talking about monetizing a podcast, and that's something that comes up quite a bit, because a lot of people think the only way to monetize is if you have got millions of listeners. And it's like, that's a way to do it. And the reason why is because people will sponsor. They're going to throw money at platforms that have the attention of mm-hmm. people that are in their target market, right? Mm-hmm. But you can have people that support your show if it's listener supported. You know, we also live in an age where you could easily tie like a print on demand store to your website and be like, hey, you want to get a baseball hat? You want to get a Marketing Mambo t-shirt? You want to get whatever? Mm-hmm. That's a way, right? You can also generate revenue by way of the guests you have on. If they decide, hey, I need this person to take me on as a client, they can give you one that way too. So yeah, there's a lot of ways to monetize where, okay, yeah, the podcast is the central engine that's getting me in touch with this many people. But at the end of the day, you know, there's more than one way to get the money out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think one question that comes up a lot, which I answered this yesterday with somebody, so it's really fresh, it's top of mind, is there's so many podcasts out there, why should I start one? Mm-hmm. And I always think that even if there's something that's ubiquitous, like everybody knows what a podcast is by now, right? Mm-hmm. And when it first got started, I call that the first wave, it was people that came out of broadcasting. They already had the equipment. They already had the microphones, the sound booth, the cameras, everything. They were ready to rock, okay, out of the box. For them, the bar was not much higher. The second wave is when different platforms come along and they make it super, super easy mm-hmm. to start a show. Like, and not to be off color, but I mean, you can start a podcast sitting on the toilet. Just sign up for an Anchor account. Ready, set, go, yeah. Right? I'm on the air. Don't record it there, but...
Well, sadly, there probably are people that do it, but...
There probably are.
That's probably the name of the podcast, from the toilet. Well,
that's right. That's right. But then now that we're into like the third wave where people are starting to realize, they're still kind of like, yeah, it's content. There's a lot of content out there. There's just content everywhere, content, content. Why would I want to get lost to the noise? Well, the way to not get lost to the noise is to have a mission which centers on what I call the third wave of podcasting, which is how do you use this as a way to build amazing rapport with people? And then when you get down to brass tacks, you ask them, do you want to build a long-lasting relationship with the kind of people that would be willing to share financial energy with you later? The answer is always going to be yes, if they're a business owner. That's mm-hmm. the key. That's the key. So if you're a business owner and you're asking that question, why should I start a podcast? Well, do you want to build long-lasting relationships with people that want mm-hmm. to share financial energy with you? Mm-hmm. I know the listeners are like, yes, yes, you know, then yeah. that's why. But then you also got to keep in mind, like we said before, who is that person that you would be building the podcast for? Who do you want to have listen? Who do you want to have on as guest? And I'm telling you, there's so many different, I mean, it's the same thing as if somebody were like, well, why would I want to be on TikTok? Why would I want to produce content for TikTok? There's like millions mm-hmm. of creators on there. It's like, well, because the algorithm is really, really good at showing the right people the right content at the right time. That's why people spend hours scrolling. And so if you're on yeah. there, you're producing certain kinds of content, it's going to resonate with the right kind of people. And the more you do it, the more you're going to attract the right kind of following. So replace TikTok with podcasts, and that's the answer.
Yeah. And I, you know, I couldn't agree with you more about that. And I think it does go back to what I was saying earlier, that it's really important to value what's unique about you, or your mm-hmm. business, because there's somebody for everybody, right? Now, mm-hmm. not everybody is going to be, you know, have like Joe Rogan, right? No, not everybody's going to have hundreds of millions of listeners, but it doesn't matter, right? You know, even if you just have like 10 dedicated listeners, depending on your business, maybe that's enough. Mm-hmm. And that means that, you know, you're having to have that conversation once, not 10 times or 100 times. And, you know, I also like the idea that, you know, podcasting is asynchronous, right? So mm-hmm. people can listen to it anytime, anywhere. And I'm actually surprised. I actually got a message from somebody recently. I was a guest on a podcast and somebody found me on Facebook and sent me a message and said, I listened to your podcast with this person and it really had a lot of meaning for me and I really appreciate it. And I was like, I didn't remember the name of the podcast or the name of the guest. I had to like go Google it. And I was on this podcast a year and a half ago and she just listened to it. You know, so that just kind of goes to show it's like so nice that you can say something, it's recorded, somebody can listen to it later and it makes a difference for them. Mm-hmm. It's and you know, you also said about like being a business owner, but I think this works just as well if you work in marketing for a corporation. Right. It doesn't have to be, you know, your own business. It could be just part of the marketing mix and you just think about it the same way, like who are we trying to reach? What is it they want to know or need to know or would be interesting to them? And to your point, sometimes even having people who are customers or who you'd like to have as customers, as guests, can be a way to have that meaningful conversation and also demonstrate to people that are like them that, hey, this is what we have to offer or this is what it's like to talk with us.
Mm-hmm. It is. Yeah. And it's kind of a weird dichotomy. Like I try not to equate a company with a person, but corporations, yeah, it's an abstract entity, but it's got a flavor. It's got a unique, it's almost like a unique organism, right? It's not a person.
Well, according to the Supreme Court, it is.
Did they rule that? When
they
I must
did
have missed
a long
that.
Time ago, and that was
I must have yeah, missed that on TikTok.
Yeah, several years ago, I think that they were like, you know, a corporation is like a person, right? Yeah. And so it's not, but they think it is from a legal yeah. standpoint. So
it's like, yeah, yeah. it kind of isn't, you know, but it's got a unique flavor and tone and timbre that as people come and go, that's going to change. Just like events that happen to an individual, like actual person's mm-hmm. life, is going to make them change and be different and resonate with new people. But if you're able to easily broadcast what that flavor is at a corporate level, mm-hmm. it's going to resonate sure. with the right people. And yeah. a podcast is one way to do that.
Sure, sure. And I think that, I mean, I've had a lot of people on Marketing Mambo where we talk about branding. And, you know, I think brand is really sort of that, like what you were saying, it, that sort of essence of what an organization is the brand. And so you can use podcasting to further acquaint people with the brand, with the flavor of the organization. And I think even like the guests that you have on and the way that you interact with them can demonstrate that. And honestly, whether it's, you know, somebody like me who's a solopreneur or somebody who like what I used to be, you know, the head of marketing for a business, yeah. Yeah. you can do it. Yeah. It's the same. It's a really similar objective. Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, as we're wrapping up here, one thing that I ask all of my guests is what is your last word of wisdom for our listeners?
Oh my goodness. I haven't had enough coffee to be wise. Well, last word of wisdom is don't be afraid to figure out who you really are. I think we all go through life and we're tempted to try to be something we're not. And in keeping with the tone of marketing, you got to be authentic, not this fake authentic, like, you know, I want to be seen as a blah, blah kind of
right.
It's like, no,
right.
Be the person, be.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. who is it, like, what is it about you that makes you uniquely you? And what skills do you have? And what battle scars do you have? And combine that together and just storm the world and just be the best you that you can be. And you'll attract people. There's plenty of people out there that are just kind of, I don't want to make waves. I don't want to stand out. I don't want to, it's like, man, those people get forgotten about in history. But if you want to be successful, be as most you as you can be. Don't worry about anything else.
I love that. I wasn't sure that it was going to be that zen.
I wasn't either. I came up with it out of nowhere. I'm like, what can I say? I'm kind of getting put on the spot. I'm joking.
I love it. I love it.
But yeah. That has been, seriously, 2022 has been just an amazing awakening. I know before we hit the record button here, that's one of the awakenings I had was I need to own myself. I don't need to waste energy trying to figure out, like, how do I get over there? How do I go over the, it's like, it's analysis paralysis. It's like, where am I at right now?
Yes.
What next step can I take and take the step and then see where else and see where else?
Well, that's all you can do, right? Yeah. You can only go from where you are. And I think so often we think that we've got to, like, you know, teleport ourselves to the top of the mountain, to the, you know, being a millionaire, to, you know, having the perfect spouse, having the perfect body, whatever. It is a step-by-step process. There's no finish line. Even when you become the millionaire or you get the trophy spouse or whatever, you still got to keep living. You know, it's not like you're like, okay, I got the prize. Woo. You know, a lot of times people get depressed after they get the prize because they realize like you got to keep going after that. You know, right. So I think just being present and taking it step by step is extremely wise advice. So thank you for that. I love it. I love
you're
it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And where can people find you? Because you've got two businesses. You've got the Exactly Zero and you've got Podcastify Me. So where can people find you, Fritz?
Well, you can find us at exactlyzero.com. And we didn't even talk about that, but we make all kinds of clean, chemical-free products. We've been doing it for more than 10 years. It started off as we did it for ourselves. I had cancer back in 2012 and we're like,
oh my gosh.
How in the world? It was fine. I came through fine. I just needed a surgery. No chemo, radiation, nothing, right? It's like, I joke with people. I shouldn't joke about it, but I call it practice cancer. It's like, hey, that's the best kind to get if you're going to get it. But
yeah, no kidding.
I know, right? But you can come find us at exactlyzero.com. We make soaps, body butter, lip balms, bug spray, lotion bars, you name it. Pretty much anything you'd use on a daily basis, we make it. And the other company, the one we're focusing on today, is Podcastify Me. You can just go to podcastify.me, or I guess you can put it in the show notes or whatever. But funny enough, the name of the company is the website. So anytime I type it in an email, it turns into a link. Technology is smart, and I'm not. I couldn't have planned that better. I'm like, wow. Yeah, I don't have to sit there and dork around.
Whether that was intentional or, you know, yeah. Kismet.
Yeah.
That was smart.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So I'm like, hey, I'll own that. I did a smart thing. I should pat myself on the back. So, but yeah, if you stop by podcastify.me and yeah, just check it out. And, you know, if you happen to be a coach, there's a link at the very top that says guest on our podcast. Go ahead and click it, fill out the form. And if you say, hey, I heard about it from Terry or some other place, or if I know you, then I'll have you on. So it'd be cool. And the invite's open to you too, by the way. I'm not meaning to be awkward. Like,
well, I've already been on your podcasts multiple times, but I will be happy to come back again.
Yeah. Go on back. We'll talk about a different topic.
So, because I love talking.
You've been on like four of them now. I shut those other four down because I'm like, I can't do four podcasts. Oh my God. But
yeah.
Yeah.
You have to hire Podcastify Me to help you.
Yeah. It's like a selfie. It's like a selfie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Fritz, it's always fun talking to you. And I really appreciate you being on Marketing Mamba. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Marketing Mambo. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, like, and share. I'd love to hear from you. Check out the show notes for my social media and contact information. Until next time, adios.